carry out a reshuffle of his shadow cabinet today, according to the PA news agency, as fallout over the party's dismal election performance continues. Sir Keir has come under fire after opting to sack his deputy Angela Rayner from her role as party chairman and national campaign coordinator, with Greater Manchester's Mayor Andy Burnham warning him that it was wrong. Labour MP John McDonnell has also criticised Sir Keir Starmer's decision to sack Angela Rayner. The former shadow chancellor says the Labour leader went back on what he said on Friday.
When the leader of the party on Friday says he takes full responsibility for the election result in Hartlepool in particular, and then scapegoats Angie Rayner, I think many of us feel that was unfair.
Unions are stepping up demands that the government announces a move this week to outlaw the controversial practice of fire and rehire of workers. Several disputes have flared this year, with unions claiming companies have threatened to sack workers unless they accept cuts in pay and conditions. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Mark Atherton.
Colourful,
coming up
colourful,
next, colourful, DJ colourful, Sly colourful, on Colourful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, DermaDew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturiser. So why don't you try our cream, DermaDew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. DermaDew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
Were you persuaded to buy solar panels with assurances they would pay for themselves or even make you money? If those promises haven't come true and you bought your panels in the past 6 years with a loan from Barclays, Shawbrook, Creation or Ecano, then you may be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. At Solar Claims UK, many of our clients receive their settlement within 4 weeks. So text SOLAR to 60777. Text SOLAR to 60777 now.
You don't need a claims management company to make a claim, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
Hi, Albert Einstein here. I just booked an electric taxi. Very good for the environment. Smart meters can help too. If we all got one, the CO2 savings Britain could make would be equivalent to the savings made by around 70 million trees. Oh, musky daddle, if I want that 5-star rating.
Smart meters. Join the energy revolution. CO2 saving between 2013 and 2034 based on government forecast for smart meter rollout. Consumer action required.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Cloud9, and you're tuned in to Sly.
They just can't stop listening to you, listening to you, listening to you.
My love,
Helmet,
my girl,
from the islands,
I see you in motion, colorful as can be.
Why not, mommy?
Just dance and feel like somebody, free up yourself for you, and we no want to impress nobody, so no man or boy rush you up. You feel that bass, concentrate, and nothing better than self-love. Call your crew, staying up till morning, free up yourself, pure vibes alone.
My love,
save it for later.
My love, hear me.
It's
Sly from Colourful Radio. I'm so pleased this Sunday to be in conversation once again with another amazing artist. I've got to say welcome along to Colourful Radio's Soul and Reggae Sundays, the wonderful, excellent, from the Spice Island of Grenada, Sabrina Francis. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, you're most welcome. We've been in conversation a couple of times before.
Yes.
Yes, and
it's always a blast.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, I've been to Grenada, well, several times, of course.
Yeah.
And you've been to the UK as well, which was really lovely when you came over the last time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was so happy that you invited me onto your station.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure to have you there. And now we're using this fantastic technology.
I'm telling you, that's how I've been doing all of my interviews. It's quite convenient, I must say.
Yes, no, amazing, amazing, amazing. All right, so just for our listeners, I think probably the best way to start off, who may not have heard of you, is just give us a little bit of sort of a synopsis about Sabrina Francis.
Well, I am obviously Sabrina Francis. I was born on this very small island of Grenada, and I started doing music professionally about 2014, but I always sang and stuff with my sisters at home because my mom is a calypsonian, or used to be a calypsonian. Now she sings for the Lord, hallelujah.
Wow.
And, but she, at home, she did calypso because calypso was very popular, but at home she did quite different music, quite unique style of writing. We listened to a lot of jazz and soul music, so it's kind of what I grew up mimicking, listening to, and writing. So now I sing music. I call it West Indies soul, or acoustic soul from the West Indies, you know.
Yes.
Just because
and it's very unique to you, isn't it? Really, it's a very unique sound to yourself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Really my Caribbean roots, you hear it in there, but I also marry it with all of the other influences that I have in life. Lately, I've been really trying to mix in traditional African songs.
Sure.
Which I think is really pulling from my soul.
Yes, yes. No, indeed. And I know you know, you've been doing some up-tempo beats as well and some mid-tempo beats, so you've been kind of varying it really, haven't you?
Yeah, we're trying to sing. I'm just at the place where I'm gonna do what it is I feel like doing musically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning that people still recognize it as Sabrina Francis, so it's very encouraging. So I'm not feeling like I'm pigeonholed to do this one specific genre of music. I just sing what inspires me, and so far I think people appreciate it as Sabrina Francis.
Yeah, no, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff indeed. So I have your first album here. Can you see that there?
Yes, my first
name. Amazing. Amazing. Think in Color. What a wonderful album that was. And still is, of course, you know. And you kind of moved on from there. So tell us about that journey from that album and up to kind of where you are now, up to the start of this year, because it's very interesting how you've released a music at the start of this year, and I want to talk about that in a little bit more detail. So just tell us about the in-betweens.
Well, Thinking Color, as you said, is my first album. That album was recorded on a boat in a marina here in Grenada. We brought in a couple of people, the producer from Switzerland, and then we had just musicians. We locked ourselves in on the boat and recorded that. And that was the album I had my whole life to write. So that was like the very young Sabrina Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was influenced by everybody around me. But then we moved on to my second album, which is called I Feel. And that album, because I've obviously grown up since then, and I've been able to find the things that I like and want to try, the things that I want to try.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had much more control over the direction of the sound for this album. I had inputs in the first one for sure, and I wrote all of the songs, loved them, except a couple that my sister wrote. But this one, I just feel like it was really the thing that I felt like I had a full voice in, you know?
Yes, it sounds like you had your creative stamp on that second album.
Yes, just because I knew a little bit more about how to express myself musically. When I hear the musician doing something and I find I ain't like it, I can just say, hey, you could try doing something else for me. And I'm a little better at expressing what I want musically. And that makes such a huge difference. I didn't even realize. the difference that it could make.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Really amazing.
Yeah.
Tell us about, because I know that, obviously we've had coronavirus, COVID-19, and that we were talking a little bit off air just a little while ago about it. That totally transformed 2020 into 2021. Just tell us a little bit about that journey for you and how it kind of impacted you.
Well, at the beginning of 2020, I was actually planning to do my annual show called Wide Open. I did the very first one in 2019, and that went over well. So I wanted to do it bigger and better, and I started planning. I started bringing in the flyers. I started running ads. I started selling tickets, and then the country shut down. So it really knocked me hard, and I was very heartbroken about just how stuck we were. But in 2020, I wrote so many songs, so many songs.
Wow.
And also I was able to be active still. So as I mentioned earlier, we did some concerts, some fundraising events. I collaborated with a lot of Grenadian musicians who weren't doing anything. And I also booked my Treehouse concerts, which is a very special experience, musical experience in the mountains of Grenada. So things happened. Good and bad.
Yes.
And I think when I look back, I think I'm happy at the way my team was able to pivot and just make the best of it.
Sure. I suppose, and we would like we were talking off here just prior to the start of this interview, it kind of gave you a focal point to do something creatively different, isn't it? And take your musical direction in maybe a slightly different way.
Mm-hmm. It's just all the things that I tried. I was listening to a lot more music, and I just wanted to try different things. Mm-hmm. And so when 2021 came about, we were just like, okay, so we wrote all of these songs in 2020.
Yes.
What are we going to do with them? And we had the idea to release, well, something that I wanted to do as well is to kind of release music a little more consistently.
Sure.
Instead of waiting years for an album to come out, I wanted to just do more singles.
Yes.
And I think something that held me back was the fact that I like things to be a certain way. And when it's not that way, then the world just doesn't hear it. And I realized that's not a great mentality. So we pressured ourselves once a month for at least the first 6 to 10 months of 2021. I'm going to release one song.
Wow, that's an amazing
and
Sabrina, can I just say that's an amazing concept, because I hear a lot of artists sometimes release something every quarter. They say like, all right, every 3 months we're gonna release a little set, but you are putting it out there once a month for the entire months of the year of 2021. You're going to be releasing a song.
Yes, and we even went further to try and do like the visuals as well, because as independent artists, you know, we don't have the big labels behind us to invest $30,000 into a music video. So we also have to try and do visuals that are appealing and that matches the music that we're releasing. So that, I'm telling you, 2021 has been amazing in that way, really like pushing. It's good when you push and then things are actually happening. So we started in January, a song called Million Moments, and we are here in April with a song called Get Out There.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. So I've got a list of the songs which you've released, the four songs for the January, February, March and April month, and as you so rightly said, Million Moments. Tell us just a little synopsis about Million Moments.
Well, Million Moments is, in 2020 I used to do this series on my YouTube with my email subscribers. I'd ask them to send me a word, a line, a phrase, anything that you would like me to write about. And somebody sent in something to the effect of, Mom, I miss you, basically. And so they were just saying that they missed their mom, and I took that and turned it into what it was, which is Millions Moments.
Wow.
And it's a song about just longing for somebody that's no longer with you.
Wow.
And I hope they appreciate what I did with it.
Yeah, it's kind of like cherishing that moment as well, I should imagine.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. And in February came No Way.
In February came No Way. And I that's currently my favorite Sabrina Francis song.
Oh, wow.
Weird to say, but it is.
That's a must play. That's a must play for me then.
I just really love what the guitar is doing. It just feels like such an easy song. A lot of my songs are very heavy, meaningful, deep, you know, which is good.
Sure.
But this one is just like, just a happy, feel good, something about a positive love experience that I've had, and I haven't had many of those. So Wow. I just feel like that's my first positive love song.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
No way.
Yeah, no, lovely, lovely. As I said, that one's definitely going to get a play. and then March, that brings us nicely onto March now and My Girl.
Yes. So My Girl is, I think, the most lighthearted song and video I've ever put out into the universe. Mm-hmm. And I put it out for International Women's Day.
Oh, wow.
So My Girl, yes. Mm-hmm. We did put it out on March 8th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's just me chilling, appreciating the Caribbean girls, you know, where we go out and sweat and enjoy ourselves, by ourselves, we don't need nothing more, nothing less.
Yes.
That's really just what it is about. Free up yourself, my girl.
Yeah, nice. It's kind of like a celebration of women as well. So, yeah.
It's... And that we had really, I met a group of dancers and we just had a great time. We went up into Granitang. That's like,
yes, yeah.
Area. Camped out, put up like a bonfire. I learned dance choreography and I can't dance. So that was fun learning. So I've had an intense 2 weeks.
Yes.
It was a good time, I'm telling you.
Wow.
It was good.
Amazing, amazing. And that just takes us on to, well, we're just into May now, so last month, April, and Get Out There.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Get Out There.
Yes.
Get Out There is the newest song, and we brought it back down a bit to my more, you know, reflective side.
Sure.
So it's just about, the message of the song is pretty simple. It's life is hard. The world isn't what we would like it to be at the moment, but we could each make a difference with the smallest of actions. You don't need the world of resources. You don't need a world of money. You could just reach out to the nearest person and touch someone's life, make a huge difference. And I think if everybody thought that way, I mean, it's idealist, but it's
yes.
I think it's good. If everybody thought that way, I think we would make more of a difference than we are making.
Sure. So all really messages in the music for each of those songs, really. There's something there that delivers that kind of something special, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't like meaningless things.
Mm.
I really appreciate the time that I have on this earth.
Mm.
And I think if I'm to be feeding, and music is a very powerful thing.
Mm.
It has a huge impact on the youth and adults as well. I know for myself, I use music. It's a huge part of my life, obviously. So I think the music that I put out there should feed positivity because we have enough negative.
Yeah, no,
and
indeed.
So I want to use the time that I have in a positive way, and the Lord has blessed me with this skill, this music thing that I like to do. So I try to make the best of it, you know? Have fun, but make it meaningful at the same time.
You know, well said, Sabrina. So tell us now, obviously, you know, we're fingers crossed, nearing the end of this coronavirus COVID-19 episode that we're going through.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Fingers crossed.
Cannot wait.
Well, tell us first of all, where's the first place internationally, outside of the Caribbean now, that you would like to go to?
Well, I'm telling you, I hope that it happens. But I'm actually, in case it happens, I'm planning right now to come to the UK.
Oh, wow, amazing.
By the end of November, I hopefully will be in the UK. Right now, we're reaching out to book shows, so keep an ear out.
Wow.
I would love to be able to announce a small UK tour of some sort.
Yes.
I'm working on it.
Well, that would be fantastic to see you in the UK again, and maximum support from us. Rest assured on that one, Sabrina. You know,
yes, that lift a prayer.
Yeah, that would be lovely. That certainly would be lovely. And of course, there'll be other places where you'll be looking to travel as well, I suppose, internationally, and maybe places where you haven't been before. So where would one of those places be where you haven't actually been before? Possibly.
Well, you know, the thing is, right, I have been to South Africa, but I went there working on my second album, just to work with some musicians there. But I would love to be able to go there and perform.
Yes.
Make music, you know. I'd love to go there.
Sure.
And I've never been to the US.
Okay.
I've never been to the US to perform.
Yes.
It's mainly just the Europe, side of things, and so I like to try to see what the music scene there is like. Yes. You know, I assume it's booming. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, every area is, but they've all got their slightly different takes, haven't they? You know, but no, that'll be excellent. I mean, it'll be excellent to see you live, performing live again, and just to get back to some normality, isn't it, for everyone?
Yeah. I mean, in the Caribbean, in Grenada, I should say, actually, we kind of in a little bit of a bubble, even though things are not, we still have like a 12 a.m. curfew.
Yes.
But things are a little bit back to normal. I'm able to do a small show here and there, and we're out and about.
Yes.
But I'd really love for things to get back to normal. And when it does, the UK is the first place. The UK is the place for me, you know?
Fantastic.
That's where I shall be.
And you are more than welcome.
I appreciate it. I mean, I'm coming anyway. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, I'm welcome.
No. You are welcome. You are welcome. Oh dear. Okay. Tell us about your socials again, because I know you're so prolific on that social. You get such high numbers on your social. What's the secret, Sabrina? What is that magnetic secret of getting such popularity on your social media?
I think you just really have to try and reach out to the people. The internet is one of the best things that we've been granted over the past few years.
Sure.
You actually have, whereas before you had to depend on a record label to be able to access people so they can listen to your music,
sure.
You have it right at your fingertips. There's Facebook ads. You just say, hey, look at my music. Do you want to listen to it? And then if they like it, they just follow. And you get emails and everything. It's not really a secret. You just put out content consistently of a good quality and see what the people say. You have direct access to them, and I love it.
So it's got to be your likable, natural personality.
My personality is my natural personality, and I hope it's likable enough for all of these people to join and support.
Yes.
To see things. So my Facebook is Sabrina473. My Instagram is Sabrina_Francis_music, and my YouTube is obviously Sabrina Francis, and my website sabrinafrancis.com.
That's it.
It's Sabrina Francis is in there.
It's all there. Sabrina, it's always wonderful speaking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope we speak again soon.
We will. If God wishes that to happen, it will certainly happen. It certainly will. Okay. Yeah. So I thank you so much for your time. Every success with what you're doing going forward. We'll keep supporting you right here at Colourful Radio.
I appreciate it, and I need it, you know.
Yeah.
Independent music is a challenge.
Yes, yes, yeah. We're just going to keep doing what we love. That's what we just keep doing.
It's a challenge, but it's fun.
Exactly that. Shout out to anyone you want to say hello to right now.
At the moment, just anybody who's listening. I think that a lot of people who are listening right now have never heard of me before, so I appreciate you guys for even staying and tuning in. So yeah, check me out on my social medias. I appreciate it, and I hope that you like what you hear.
Wonderful. Sabrina Francis, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Took some time to get here. We're not even halfway there, but we've come this far. The way isn't always clear. Time is the answer. Time is the key. I love you, you love me.
That's nice. That's real nice. Once again, thank you to Sabrina Francis for the interview just this week. We caught up. recorded that earlier on this week. Very nice indeed, in the beautiful Spice Island of Grenada she was. I wish I was there now. I really do. Music which we played, No Way, just then. That was her current favourite song, of course. And we started off the interview with My Girl right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays with myself, Sly. And once again, thank you to Sabrina Francis.
I could love you.
Sly on Colourful Radio.
So glad that I found you, and there's something that I want to say. I want to build my world all around you, 'cause I think about you night and day. All my love is here for you to take it. I know that we can make it, girl. You're someone. I will second your emotion with devotion if you would show me the way to your heart. I could love you if you show me the way. Something about the way that you kiss me, sending chills up and down my spine, and how you say my name when you miss me, blowing kisses down the telephone line. Here I am, and my love is dedicated. You know how long I've waited, girl, for someone who would second my emotion with devotion if you would show me the way to your heart. I could love you if you show me the way.
Marva King, and you're listening to DJ Sly on Colourful Radio.
Handle business. Hi, I'm Lisa Stansfield, and you're listening to Sly on Colourful
Colourful Radio. Oh, I like that song. It is like velvet. It really is. I really do love her voice. Gemma Burns. Like Velvet. That's what it's called. Just in front of that one, Vince Brumfield. And Get Your Groove On. Right here at Colourful Radio. Not forgetting Raymond Barton. Featuring Nolo Live. And The Way To Your Heart, right here. Great music. Colourful Radio from the Broadcast Centre as we continue that musical journey through the afternoon now. Don't forget our destination is, of course, 7 this evening. Roy Medallion here from 7 and DJ Brother Matt here from 9 tonight, taking care of business at Colourful Radio. Let us continue with some more fantastic music. We've got a few more shout outs to do. We'll take care of those real soon right here at Colourful Radio. But let's get into this now. From Blinky Womack, and they say vitamin, but we say vitamin. Vitamin B now, as it plays for you right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays with yours truly, Sly.
Well, I'm here just to let you know, maybe I can be the antidote for you. Sometimes we all need a pick me up. Someone to put the coffee in your cup. And that's some of the things I do. So
future and classic soul and reggae with Sly on Colorful Radio.
That's nice, isn't it? That's her rendition, Mandy, of Carlton in the Shoes.
Sweet Feelings. Nice, isn't it? Soulful element to it there. Beautiful song. Really beautiful. All right, still to come now, Momo What. Also, Leroy Wilson as well. We did play a little bit of it for you last week, but we're going to play it for you in its entirety today. And also something from Tony Judah Corbin as well. All on its way to you real soon, right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays with myself, Sly, as we broadcast live from the Africa Centre London this Sunday afternoon.
Colourful, colourful
DJ
colourful,
Sly colourful, colourful, on colourful, colourful Radio.
Hey. Whoa, whoa. Hey. The years I've been away, lying here between these walls, a picture of you, I smile as I count the years. Not long to go now before I kiss you goodnight. Knowing when I wake up, you'll be there with your smile.
I give you love,
somewhat different, for oh baby, it's yours. May I have your heart in return, my love. The time has come for us, after all it's been a while. Tonight I'll take you to the dance, we'll rule the dance floor. With my arms around you, I'll squeeze you tight. Tonight we're inseparable, the main attraction here tonight.
I give you love,
somewhat different, oh baby, it's yours.
I
give you love, may I have your heart in return, my love.
On Colourful Radio.
Yeah. Crazy.
I look in awesome wonder, all the things that he has done. No weapon formed against me can survive or prosper. He's my light and my salvation. He God bless, no man curse. He will never forsake me. Yes, I pass the word. So come together, people, and cast your hands like he taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Salah, Salah, Salah. Salah, 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 praise his name. That the Lord hath made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. His goodness and his mercy is a lamp unto my feet. He's my Lord and my salvation. May God bless, no man curse. He will never forsake me, yes, I pass the word. Sometimes my journey's rough and I feel like giving up. I pray my soul to keep, cause what you sow is what you reap. Salah, Salah, Salah. I praise my God eternally. Yes, sir. Ooh, my God is good. Yes, my God is good. Oh, my God is good.
Nice song. I was in conversation a few weeks ago with his band, Leroy Wilson, of course, his band being Arima, but that's him there on his solo project, and very, very nice it is as well. My God is Good is what it's called, and great to be playing it for you today right here on Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays. We're heading our way towards six. Yes, amazingly enough, we are heading our way towards six. Look out as we approach six. We're going to play you music now from
Tony Judah Corbin, a track entitled Host Up Your Flag, and then something from Alicia Banks, a track entitled Love Has Found Its Way, of course that cover of Dennis Emmanuel Brown's classic. So we're going to play you those. If we've got time, we'll squeeze in one more before six, but I think that will probably just about take us up to six. After six, we will do a few more of your shout-outs, and we will, of course, give mums a big shout-out as well today, because it is Mother's Day in various territories around the world. Keep it exactly where you got it. This is Colourful Radio.
Colourful.
DJ Sly on Colourful Radio.
Heist up your flag. Flag.
Red, gold, and green,
with my brothers and my sisters, what a beautiful scene. Oh yes, yes,
I saw
yes,
your flag.
All right, let's live in love and harmony, showing love for humanity. It's better for you, for me, and if we try, we can all be free. We can be free. Just stand up firm and hold up your head. Though the times they are well dread, I'm talking to the conscious few. A musical message I bring to you. I bring to you, so hoist up the flag,
hoist up your flag,
red, gold, and green, with my brothers and my sisters, what a beautiful scene. Come on, let's hoist the top, so come on. Time. Let's come together like family, under the banner of unity. Open your eyes and you will see. And if you agree, come sing with me.
Hoist up your flag.
Come sing with me. So
hoist up your flag.
Hoist up the flag. Red, gold, and green, with my brothers and my sisters, what a beautiful scene. Hoist up the flag,
hoist up your flag.
Red, gold, and green, with my brothers and my sisters, what a beautiful scene. Hoist up the flag,
hoist up your flag,
red, gold, and green, with my brothers and my sisters, what a beautiful scene. Come on,
hoist up the flag,
my brothers,
my sisters.
Come on,
hoist up the flag,
hoist up your flag,
my brothers.
Colourful Radio.
Love is kind. Love is beautiful. It's free. Free indeed. That's what we need. Talking about. Love has found its way in our hearts today. Love has found its way in our hearts today. In our hearts today. When you're
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
A 43-year-old woman has died and a 16-year-old girl is seriously injured after a house fire in Dudley. West Midlands Police said officers were called to a house fire on Beacon Road in Sedgley at around